What we're going to be doing is we're going to be giving you an edge against every person in the marketplace, because you're going to start to understand your audience in a way that no one else does. You do not market to your whole audience the same way, because no one is the same. There are very different reasons why people do things. And you're going to start learning about behavioral marketing. You're going to understand the actions. You're going to understand a bit of the marketing side of things and how you get people to a certain place and how you persuade them into doing things.
I spent the last 17 years building my eight-figure performance business without using any of my own money, working with some of the most brilliant direct response marketers in the world today. Now I'm looking for entrepreneurs to join my affiliate army, built on ethics, transparency, and good old hard work. Join me to change the perception of how people view the greatest business in the world, affiliate marketing, and follow along as I learn, apply, and share performance marketing strategies working with some of the brightest people on the planet. My name is Eric Beer, and welcome to the Performance Marketer Podcast.
All right, guys. So let's dive in. Today is the kickoff of what we just went through, which was the founding member launch. First off, I want you guys to understand how deeply moved I am that you guys are here. I appreciate it. I'm very excited to help you guys with your business. This is only the start. This wasn't even planned to be launched this soon, but I was, quick story, I interviewed Stu McLaren, who is the founder of Tribe. And on the episode, yeah, as we were talking, one, I signed up for it. I invested in it to learn about what he does with memberships to make this the best experience possible for you. Two is he's all about just creating momentum. And he and I are on the same page with that, where it's just about just getting started. So it's all around like creating this founding member launch that you bring a certain amount of people in that you can work with closely as you develop the program and everything else that's happening. So the whole concept here, the key here is I've been through tons of different programs, and this is it. We're going to keep this super, super simple. There's not going to be these long videos where you're going to have to watch tons of different things to get to the next stage. I'm going to go over today right now what this is, what you joined if you're not sure of, why we're doing this, and some of the receivables you're going to get. So first things first is tap yourself on the back because you made an unbelievably great decision. Being a founding member is going to open the doors for a lot of things that no one else is going to get as we start opening up all of these other avenues with people to work with us. You guys are going to get access to the platform right now. We're going to be the ones developing the surveys for you, putting it together. You'll have access to your account, but we're going to be the ones that are going to be doing it with you. So there's no tech issues. There's none of that. But going through and doing the work, you're going to be the one that's going to be building this. But that's the way that this is going to operate, where we're going to literally be focused on one thing. The goal here is for you to build your list. There are different people here in different stages of your business. Some people might be excited about generating 500 leads in a month. Some people might be excited about generating 5,000, and others might be excited about generating 50,000. So it's important for you guys to stay in your lane and focus on you, right? But at the end of the day, the whole goal here is that we're going to be working as a community to show you me what's, I'm going to show you guys what's working, and for you guys to share your progress with each other and help each other out in a way that we're going to be able to collaborate and have smart data, smart decision making, learning from others, right? All about self-education. So this is the whole goal here. And I'm going to go into a little bit of the concepts I've been using here in my business to generate over $100 million. I've generated over 50 million leads with these types of strategies that I'm going to be showing you today. And I'm going to go very high level today, and then we'll get into all of the deliverables, because we're going to have to decide on a bunch of different things. You will receive a survey that you're going to have to fill out. So that's going to help me understand you, your needs, and where you're at in your business. Okay? And it's really important that you guys fill this out. So you're going to get that sometime either later tonight or tomorrow. I need to check with the guys to find out when that's going out. But you're going to get something, so all I ask is you fill it out. One thing I'd like you guys to do when you get a chance, if you can, is just in the group alone, answer this one question. Why are you here? What is your goal? Why'd you sign up? Why are you here? What do you want out of this? What's the number one thing that you want to get from being here with me? Give me a quick little answer. Do it in the Facebook group so we can start some conversations and start talking to one another. But so answer that question for yourself and for us. Okay? I need you guys to do another thing for me. I need you to draw a line in the sand. What does that mean? That means, where are you today? What is your current situation? What are you up to at this moment, right? I want to understand that because we need to be able to measure your progress. Everything we do is measurable, okay? I'm going to show you how a performance marketer thinks. I'm going to show you the way we go about things. I'm going to show you when we have campaigns running at my company. I'm going to put them in here and show you some of the surveys that we're using or we're driving traffic to. I'm going to show you some examples of things we've done in the past. I'm going to give you some ideas. But there's a very specific way on how we're going to go about doing this, okay? And the whole goal here is one simple strategy a month to build your list, generate leads for you so that you can now convert those leads into customers, okay? And I'm so psyched for this, guys. I really am. We have a good crew here of people. You guys are all very different in a lot of ways, which is good, right? So we'll get a feel for different people. But a lot of the things that we're going to have to start thinking about is, what are we doing? If I were to get on a phone with you as a client, I would have a discovery call. I would have a conversation with you. I would ask you a bunch of questions. I have to learn about what you're doing. Who are you? What's your product? What's your core offer? What's your goal? Who's your avatar? What's your audience? What's the demos? I'd start getting into all this stuff. Have you done this already? What are you paying? What's the lifetime value of your customer? What can you afford on a lead? What can you afford on a click? All of these things, these questions, you need to know all of those answers. You need to know your numbers. And we're going to get into all of that. We will, promise you. We're going to get the advance, but for now, we're just going to keep it super, super simple. I'm definitely going to give you way more than I should for what this is, because frankly, I'm learning it just like you guys are on how to deliver what I know to you. I'm going to show you the ways that we are finding success to fast track what you do. All I ask from you is that you give me a commitment. That's it. So I could ask you a bunch of questions right now, but you're going to get a survey. I'm going to send you a survey to answer some questions. Now, it's interesting, and this is important for you guys to understand. When you're out there and you're doing surveys, when you're surveying somebody that is going to be a lead, it's very different to surveying somebody who's a paying customer, right? You guys paid. You're already in. I've already sold you on this, right? You're already buying in. You guys are going to be willing to give me more information than a lead. So when I send you this survey, it's going to be longer than what you're going to be using for your business when you start, okay? But let me tell you a little bit about what this is, what you're in for, and we're going to be making some of these decisions as I get some feedback from you guys. You guys are super important to where this all goes, okay? Just as an example, I've worked with two different people helping them with their surveys. They're both in the coaching space, okay? One of them, I got way too advanced for them. Immediately, I realized I got to slow it down and keep it simple. I got way too advanced with some of the stuff that I was doing for them, which is a phase 3 or 4. You can be super successful with the way I'm going to show you this. That's very simple. The second thing is I was working with was somebody who was running quizzes and they weren't performing well, and they asked me for some help. So I went through and literally looked page by page. We spent about 2 hours and we completely changed the entire quiz for them to a point where now they're going out to the market and promoting it. But those two things right there helped me with understanding now how I can now take the knowledge that I'm using and give that to you. But so here's the high level of what this is. And I'm going to just simply draw this out for you. But before I do, I just want to give you an update on what this is. One, you're, as long as you're here, you are always, whatever price you came in, that's it. You're good, right? I mean, if you, who knows down the road if there's other things that we sell, but as far as that, you have access right now with the platform that we have. You have access now for us, who's going to be helping you with the build of your surveys, setting up the domains that you want, doing all the techie stuff, so it's not going to stop you. I want you guys to be successful. I want to get rid of all the issues of you guys figuring out the platform, figuring out how to use it. Because one, it's the first one, and there are some hiccups. But and we are currently, we have our new one that looks dope. It's unbelievable, guys. When it comes out, it's going to be unbelievable. But it's not ready. But when it is, you guys are going to be the first ones to be playing with it to give me some feedback on what you like or don't like. And as you go through this process, the whole goal here is for you guys to give me feedback on what's working or not, right? But you're going to be able to have me to communicate as you start going out to the market. So let's just go in here with the success path. I just asked you that question. You're going to notice it when you get it in your survey. But bottom line is, the goal here we're going to measure is how many leads did you generate every month, okay? It's going to be the success path for you is you want to build your list. You all obviously realize how important that is. And I can't stress it enough on how building your list is the most important thing in any business. Everybody out in the marketplace who's promoting today, that's all they're doing. So this is the goal that we're going to be doing. You guys are going to be setting that up. The success path is getting you there, right? I'm not going to try to teach you like a course. This is, I don't want to do this like as a 6-week training course, right? Where I would sell this for $19.97. But with that said, I do have to go into it a little bit because you guys need to understand what you're doing. So my thought process is I'm going to build out some frameworks with you, and I'm going to go through it with you guys, where I'm going to ask you questions where I show you what you need, and then you apply it to your business. Okay. So for example, if you needed to, let's say we're on a welcome page, right? So we would do something along the lines like how to big promise without pain. There's your headline right there. Okay. I'm going to give you some things that you're going to automatically use. In the beginning, you're just going to do what I'm telling you to do. We're going to get started. You'll start to learn. Then you can start changing stuff. If there's some things like where we can test and flip-flop some questions, yes, but there's a very specific way on how we're going to go about doing this. But the point is that my goal is to try to take a step back and help you guys to a point where what is your big promise? Like, what are you promising the person that's now coming through this survey for you? And what's their pain? What are they running away from? So you're going to be able to fill that in. You're going to fill it in as we're doing this so that it's going to get done. Right? You'll be able to fill this out so that then we can put it inside. Then if you guys want to go and access the creatives or play around with it, you're going to have access to your own account. You're going to have access to the data that you're collecting inside these accounts. Okay. So all of that is set up for you. We're just going to assist you in doing it because that's going to be the quickest way to get you guys to seeing results day one. And then as you get comfortable with it, if you want to touch it, awesome, by all means. Okay. But I want to make sure that it gets done. And we built in this feature where we're able to share all of our surveys. Same as ClickFunnels. You guys all are familiar with it. One, for the ability for us to just be able to put you guys in business. And two is it's a good play for when we go out to the market, becoming an affiliate. And in that case, you're going to be able to generate a ton of revenue as an affiliate with this once we get started, because there's zero people right now. And this is going to be, I'm telling you guys, and you're going to help me to the point where this is going to be killer. So, all right, let me just give you a high level of the strategy. There's tons of different types of quizzes, surveys, and assessments. Okay. Right now, the reason why you're going to use a survey and a quiz, and let me tell you what we're going to go over right now. We're going to go over why to use a survey and a quiz. We're going to go over why they work so well. And then I can answer questions if you guys have. The survey that I provide to you is going to help me with framing what this looks like from the deliverables for this program. Once I get a better understanding, I can't give you something until I know what it is I'm solving. That is the whole core concept of what we're doing here. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be giving you an edge against every person in the marketplace, because you're going to start to understand your audience in a way that no one else does, because you do not market to your whole audience the same way, because no one is the same. There are very different reasons why people do things. And you're going to start learning about behavioral marketing. You're going to understand the actions. You're going to understand a bit of the marketing side of things and how you get people to a certain place and how you persuade them into doing things. But so I just want to go over quickly the reason why use a survey. Number one, you're going to generate leads at a considerably less cost. Number one, you are going to now generate cheaper leads if you're generating leads today, or if you're just starting, you're going to identify this to the point where it's going to be, if you're generating $2 per lead today, you may be able to cut this into 50 cents, a dollar, and that's meaningful, guys. The reason is because the way you're going to set this up is all around your hooks and the micro commitments, the no-brainer questions that you're going to create momentum on that's going to get the person to the finish line to get them to opt in. Bingo. Two, you're going to get incredibly high volume, thousands. The amount of triple your conversion rates, you're going to triple your click rates. If you were converting on your landing page today, 20%, the right survey is going to be set up where you're going to be converting 50, 60, 70, 80, 90%. It's massive. Click rates. If you're used to getting 2% on Facebook, you could get 4, 6, 8%. Things can go viral, huge, can go viral. One of the most important parts of this is the data that you're going to be collecting, the smart data that you are going to be collecting that is going to allow you to be able to understand your audience. The most powerful companies in the world, they rely on data. Amazon, Facebook, Google, they're using data to take their business to the next level, to make the user experience better for the users. And what this does for you is it's going to put you in a position like you're a Facebook or a Google or an Amazon when you do this the right way, okay? Like I said, you're going to better understand your audience. That's important, to a point where you're going to be able to sell more, bottom line. I'm telling you guys right now, I'm so excited. I just kind of want to just like give you one. I'm so stoked for this that I just like want to hang out with you guys and get this going like fast. I got to get you guys to do one survey, but that's the goal here, right? So those are the reasons why surveys are awesome. This is why you're going to be using surveys, quizzes, okay? There's a lot of different types of surveys. I'll start explaining some of them to you. But for now, survey and segmentation, just remember that. Survey for discovery, survey segmentation. Those are the two main important things here on what it is that we are now doing. And now the question is, why do surveys work so well? Well, why do they work so well? Well, number one, it's the power of me, myself, and I. Self-discovery. The power of self-discovery. People care about themselves, and you're going to be able to tell them things about them by them giving you information. And you're going to use this in a way where you're able to take the psychology of a person and take them from the start all the way down to the results, to the outcomes, and more. And we'll get into that, okay? Number two, what does this do? I call this no brainer questions. What this does is you're asking questions that are so simple to answer that you're creating momentum versus dropping somebody on a page where they have to fill something out. You're taking the time to get to know them first, and people appreciate that and get it. That's super important, right? Two things that people can answer no matter what. People can answer what they did in the past, and they can tell you what they don't want. They can tell you what they don't want. Tonight, if you sit down and you're ordering dinner, you can sit around and say, okay, guys, you sit and talk to your family and say, well, let's get pizza. And two people say, I don't want pizza. What do you want? I'm not really sure. All right, let's get Chinese. I don't want Chinese. Okay, so what do you want? I'm not sure. Well, you don't want pizza. You don't want Chinese. What do you want? Well, guys, that's a joke, but that's what's going on in the marketplace right now with your audience. They don't realize they need you. They don't get it. They just know what they don't want. They don't even know that you exist right now, because the idea, and maybe you have some warm audience, awesome, great. But the power of what I'm going to be showing you guys is how you can scale your business by not just relying on your warm audience and your hot audience. We're going to be able to generate cold leads. People that have never heard of you before, don't know anything about you. Okay? That's powerful, guys. Being able to generate cold leads and then convert them into customers is scale. That's the thing that a lot of people are missing in the coaching industry. Okay? Now, listen, you could sell a product for 25 grand, and if you get 1,000 customers, yeah, it's good business. It's great business. but the point is that you'll be able to get more come in if it's working, to a point where maybe you get 10,000 people at 25 grand if you do a nice job of how you follow the steps to get there. All right, so I just want to fly through this quickly just to go through, because this is really important. Number three, you're creating curiosity. So the ability for you to ask somebody, what is my type? Who are you most like? Measure your knowledge, okay? You guys see this? What is your type? Who are you? Measure your, me, myself, and I, right? You are giving people the ability to have self-discovery. And the beautiful thing about it is they are self-declaring to you their issues. And that's what's unbelievable about this. It's amazing. Guys, this is amazing. You guys are going to be blown away when you start looking at the data, okay? So you're going to be able to identify and understand your audience to a place where you're going to be able to now create perception. And guys, I'm going to be working on building a workbook out in some way. So don't worry if you're not following this right now. Okay. You don't take notes if you want to, but I'm just telling you. Create perception. And you do that by custom targeted messaging to each of your segments where you're telling them how you're going to solve their problem by using the power of desire to get that one big thing. Desire to your solution. Okay, here's the ultimate goal. Okay, at the end of the day, here's how you know if you did a good job with what we're going to be doing. And we're going to get started soon on this, because I want to start seeing results ASAP. The whole goal here for the process that we're going to go through is at the end of the survey, you're going to want to be able to describe somebody's situation better than they can describe it themselves, where you're able to relate to them to make them feel like they are understood. And what you want from them is to say, example for me, Eric, what do I do next? And if I get somebody to that point, the next natural step is whatever my paid program is. Make sense? And you'll see it, you'll get it. I'll go through it, I'll explain it to you guys. But so these are the kind of things that we're going to be doing together as a team. I'm going to be taking you guys through this process. And you'll get some stuff here, because we need to lay out some like a framework of how this is going to work. And remember, this is just going. This is just getting started. So bear with me. We're going to do this where you guys are all smart in your own ways that you're going to be able to give me feedback on if it's working or not. The most important thing is for me and for you guys is one, to keep it simple. Okay. I got to keep it super simple for you guys that you guys can execute and find success. I need you guys to get some wins early so you can believe that this works, that you are excited about that this works. Okay. And the only way to do that is to be able to set a goal, a realistic goal, and just get started. The same way I'm just getting started with this membership, I need you guys just to do it. You can't be perfect. You have to just do it. So as we're getting going, I don't want to start teaching certain things to people where some of you guys are like way ahead of others in the program. Okay. Now, this is where for me, I need to segment you guys, right? Someone that's starting a new business, right? From the beginning part of this, and let's just dive into like how I'm going to simplify this high level, okay? First thing is, it's called a discovery survey, okay? A discovery survey. And I'm telling you guys, this is killer. This is product and market research. This is where you guys are going to go through and start to communicate with your tribe. This is not something that you would roll out. This is what you use for certain situations. If you want to start a new product or a new market, or you want to communicate with an existing market or an existing product, you need to define that very quickly when you're setting up your discovery survey, because the whole goal here is that you're looking to learn from your audience. And I call them your diehards, right? Your diehard raving fans, but you want to create diehards. It's really important. A lot of people make this mistake when they're out in the market and they're taking data when they're researching, where they'll go out, they'll run a survey and they'll look at the data and they'll just analyze everything and then make some decisions off of the global amount of data. And that's where they go wrong. You don't want to listen to everybody. You want to listen to the people that are your best customers. You want to look at them and you want to score them higher. You want to have the ability to communicate with your 20 to 25% best customers in your market and listen to what they're telling you. If you're listening to people that don't really care about your product, then you might make some decisions that are going to hurt your business. But the way to do this is you may think you're on the right track for your business, but by doing this, this is giving you the ability to confirm if you're right or wrong, right? So there's a few ways of why we use this. Discovery surveys are used and in a few ways. Number one is we use it if we're starting a new business, new market, or we're getting into any sort of existing market or existing product, okay? Number two, you could use this for the ability to ask people why they're not purchasing your product, right? So for example, I just ran this founding members, okay? Now I could go out to the market and ask people to take a survey, a quick, simple survey on why didn't you sign up and watch the feedback. This is important, okay? And we'll get into this a little later as we get through the process, and I'll just start showing it to you. And you're gonna learn the way I played video games when I was a kid, okay? This is gonna be a fast track, just Cliff Notes version, so I don't have to waste any of your guys' times. I know all of you guys in here, you guys are all smart. Every one of you I know personally. I did not buy ads. I've had a relationship with you guys in some way or form where I've communicated. And I know every person in this group is smart. So I'm excited about that. That gets me stoked, okay? And I know that you guys, when I show you what to do, I don't need you to be experts with what I do. That's not your job. That's what I do. I need you guys to just commit and focus on what you're good at and understand your business so that you can apply it to what I'm going to show you. That's the most important thing, okay? But I'm telling you, every time I've ever done any of these programs with any partner I've ever worked with, they always learn something new. You might think you know your market like the back of your hand, and I'm telling you, when you do this, you will learn something new. New businesses are created from doing discovery surveys when you don't even realize it. You're able to create new products off of your existing product by doing this program, okay? And we'll get into that later. But the point is, when I was a kid, I would play PlayStation or Sega, and my dad would come home with the new Madden game. And instead of opening it up and just reading all the instructions on the controller, each button on what I press, I would just plug in the game and I'd just go at it and start playing around with the buttons and figuring it out myself, right? And then maybe what I would do is I would just kind of look over quickly, like, all right, what are the two most important things that I need to know? Okay, I need to know how to pass, I need to know how to catch. Great, got it. And now how to speed up. So I got it. Boom, I got the three things. I know what the most important things are. I'm gonna focus there. And then I just would be able to play the game immediately and I'd start winning, right? So what I'm gonna try to do here with you guys is very similar. I'm gonna try to pick out the most important stuff that is the core of what we're doing here. Because there's a lot of things that are bells and whistles that you do need, and they're important, and you should know it. But can you be successful without knowing it? That's the goal. And the answer is yes, you can. And as you start to get more familiar with this, then you'll start to become part of my performance marketers that gets it. And we'll start now creating this program where I'm teaching people what we're doing. It works. I promise you it works. I've done it. It works. Just listen to me. Before you start becoming innovative and changing things, just listen to me and do what I'm telling you. It works. Okay? So we're going to be building discovery surveys. The most important thing here on this discovery survey is format. Questions have many different formats. Okay? The most important thing on a discovery survey is the format on a very specific question that you're going to ask. You're going to have a very specific question that I don't even want to get into it right now because I want to see if you guys, even when you take my survey, if you notice it. So I'm not going to tell you right this second. We'll hold on that, and then we'll talk, and then I'll be curious to see if you get it. But the bottom line is, I want you guys to understand that this is where you allow people to tell you what's going on. I'll just tell you, it doesn't matter. It's ultimately your objections and your challenges. And you'll see this later. When it comes to building your list, what is your number one single biggest challenge you're facing today? Okay? And then you put describe in as much detail as possible, and you keep it open-ended. This is super important, guys, for a few reasons. One is, if you don't know these people, you're going to score these people based on how long their response is. The person that responds with a few 1, 2, 3 words versus somebody that writes a paragraph about why they're struggling and telling you about themselves is much more of a diehard than that person that's giving you the 3-question answer. And you're allowing them to tell you because you don't know yet. That's the whole point of what this is. That's the whole point of what a discovery survey is. You're letting them voice their opinion to you. Okay? This is not something that you're just shooting out to the world. You're going to look to survey between 500, 1,000 people tops, right? And you don't even need that much data. But the idea is that you want to be able to get 500 to 1,000 signups, right? Maybe a little less, to the ability to look at the top 25% and see what their responses are. And you're going to then analyze that for you now, because the discovery survey is what is going to allow you to create your segments. Okay? So without this being a lesson, okay, you have your discovery survey. Your discovery survey is going to get you your segments into your segmentation survey funnel.
Would you like to learn how I built my business using other people's money? If so, then go join my 21-day challenge at performancemarketersecrets.com. I look forward to meeting you and welcoming you into my family. And remember, results don't lie, but the people who don't have any do. Thanks for listening.